What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 5 of the Competent Conversations podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Taquan Lino, and we're here to enlighten others so that they can become the best version of themselves. In today's episode, we want to talk about the role that superficialism plays in our society. Taquan, how about you go ahead and give them a little introduction as to what superficialism is from our perspective, as well as how it plays an important part in people's lives?
I think that ultimately superficialism is embracing something that isn't truly your honest or intentional action, right? So if you go out there and try to be somebody you're not, you're being superficial, right? You're being fake to yourself. You're creating this facade. I feel like that is a problem with each and every individual that does engage in superficialism, because ultimately, you want to be the best version of yourself. You want to be an honest version of yourself. You don't want to be a copycat of somebody else. We're all individuals, so we should embrace that individualism in self. What was the other question you had there?
No, I was just saying, like, you know, what you think superficialism is and how it plays a part in people's lives. Like, what are some examples that you could think of that you can look at someone and say, oh, that's a superficial thing that they're putting value in that really isn't that important?
I want to say that one of the biggest things, and I did this myself when I was younger, but buying Jordans, $200. Like, when I started buying Jordans, it was about $145, $160. When I stopped buying Jordans is when I seen the price increase to $180. When LeBron's came out at like $200, his sneakers literally was valued higher than Jordan's. And Jordan has this greater legacy. Jordan upped his prices to $200. I've never bought a pair of LeBron's or Jordans. At that point in time, I literally started switching to Vans. For $200, you can get 4 pairs of shoes. Like, why wouldn't I? It's like a better value right there. But ultimately, you can only wear 1 pair of sneakers. But in our culture, we value our apparel so much. You got to have on Jordans. You got to have on Levi's. You got to have on Polo, Ralph Lauren. You know what I mean? And then with this higher fashion nowadays, all these artists are bragging about Balenciagas and Yves Saint Laurent and all these other name branding of clothes, Gucci, if, you know, for example. It's like, why? Why are we putting so much value into clothing? And then because they're speaking on this inside the records, they're speaking on their interviews, they're speaking on their videos, we're absorbing all this information. We're absorbing this superficial lifestyle because now we want to be them, right? So we say, oh, well, if I buy this type of clothing, I'm that much closer to being this artist. That's fake. You got to be the best version of yourselves. Like, it's okay if you can't, or you can't afford this, or if you want to prioritize your money somewhere else. That's completely fine, you know. But also, if you like this kind of clothing, that's fine as well. Don't wear it because somebody else is endorsing it. You know, I think that's the biggest problem. Separating what I like versus what somebody else is telling me to wear.
I like that point. I like that perspective. And I feel like ultimately superficialism is putting more value and worth on things that are external opposed to internal. Mm-hmm. Things that are outside of yourself, such as house, car, jewelry, watch, shoes, all these material things that we have been taught represents a certain status, especially like you said, when we have leaders, whether that be in music, and or some form of media that are portraying these things. They're portraying, you know, the image of success with all of these things. And of course, people define success in different ways. But what I want to say is that if we place that same amount of emphasis, that same amount of importance, that same amount of stride towards what's internal, the funny thing is that those external things show up as fruits of your labor. They come and they come as a part of that process anyway. And if we can transition our mindsets to one of focusing on your character, how do you treat people? How are you training your brain? What dedication are you giving to your purpose? That thing within you that you can't help but to control, it piques your interest like no other thing. It gets you excited like nothing else. It makes you feel good when you're of service in that realm. What are the things that are important to you like that? Who's the love of your life? What love do you have in your life, whether that's between friendships or a significant other? How are you building your mind and your body? You know, when we're focusing on these things and fulfilling that purpose, the internal is what can attract the external. Like the classic saying, the world is your mirror. If you're corrupt inside, you're going to see corruption around you. If you're broken inside, you're going to try to find things outside of you to make you feel better on the inside. But it's an inside out process at the end of the day. That's just from my experience. When you're working on that inside, when you're trying to be the best you can, life, you know, you could say it's the universe, you could say it's God. People have their different takes on it. You could say it's karma. Life takes care of you once you're taking care of your life. Mm-hmm. So I think that if we have people in leadership that are showing the importance of sticking to purpose, sticking to virtues, values, character, doing right by others, doing right by yourself, eating good food, filling yourself with good knowledge, good books, it's not going to be the instant gratification that a new watch can make you feel. But if you're dedicated and you're doing something consistently for, let's say, a month's time, when you look back and you feel that reward and you see the growth within yourself, you're going to be like, wow, like that's bigger. That's better than, you know, you going ahead and trying to buy the latest fashion statement, you know, the latest trend and keeping up with these things. Because another thing is that these superficial ideals, they change regularly. What was cool 5 years ago isn't cool now. What was cool 10 years ago isn't cool now. So you're always going to be in a chase that can't really be satisfied ultimately. But if you shift your awareness and you stop playing that game and you start playing a new game, which is this internal game, that's when you get the real gains in life. And the material stuff, since it's on a lower level, once you've mastered that higher level of thinking and being, those things can be at your disposal easier than you may know at this current state.
I think what you said was really important about your character, working on your character and who you want to be in life and certain attributes. A lot of times it's overshadowed or people don't pay enough attention to themselves. I think ultimately working on yourself is your greatest investment. It's the greatest job you will ever do. Forget working for another company or corporation and making their stocks flourish. Working on yourself will be the best project you ever invest time in and finding out who you truly are. As far as superficial lifestyle, it's not meant for everybody, right? When you look at the media, you look at these role models, quote unquote, they're supposed to be showing you the greatest side of life, the best parts of life. But the best parts of life aren't things. Look at J. Cole, for example. When he came into the rap game, he was just some kid from North Carolina who didn't have any money, went to New York on a scholarship, and found his way through college. And then he got signed. When he first got signed, he was the happiest kid in the world. Of course, anybody who gets signed is going to be happy. I remember him telling the story about buying his Range Rover, the first car ever, probably like $90,000 or whatever. And then he bought his mom a house and he bought all these things. And he just realized that material things, they hold no value, right? The real things in life that you should cherish are your relationships with others, that love that you share with each other, that experience, because life ultimately is about experiences. And he's one of my role models in a sense, because I listen to his music and everything like that. But I think it doesn't take a person of high net worth to be a role model, right? A role model can simply be you and I. We're on this podcast, we're talking about life. We're doing this as like a way to help other people be a best version of themselves possible, right? And we never said, all right, I'm going to seek to be a role model. It's just something inside of us that said, hey, you know what? I've been working on myself so long. I know that there's other people struggling. Let me help them up. So there's nothing superficial about that act. We're not on this podcast to put out facade. We're not on this podcast for monetary gains. We're here to do a justice to society in a sense. And I think a lot of people should take that into consideration when they do their own podcasts or they do their own activities, their own businesses. What can you give back to society? How can you be a role model for the younger guys coming up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. And one thing that comes to my mind also with superficialism is we've always been taught, don't judge a book by its cover. But the funny thing is that all these superficial things are literally a cover. It's a surface. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like seeing a person who's dressed to the nines, like They're very efficient with how they dress, right? And then they open their mouth and you speak to them and it's like, this guy doesn't know anything. Like, this is all a facade. They seem actually fake in that sense. Just like these superficial things as a status gauger is fake. So, and the person who is trying to cover themselves up through these superficial things, they already see their real selves and they know what their real self is really about. And in time, other people will actually see that. And it kind of makes you look worse. You may be trying to use these superficial things to make yourself look better, but essentially you look worse once someone finds out the real deal. Almost just like someone who doesn't maybe have the best appearance, right? Or they may not have the latest clothing, or they may not have the latest gadgets that everyone has. But when they open their mouth, you're like, this guy is onto something. This guy, okay, he exceeded my expectations of what I thought he or she would sound like before they opened their mouth, or what their mind would be working like. We hear a lot of the people who are successful now, they tell you about humble beginnings, about starving, about having three outfits that they wore and rotated throughout the week, you know, like, and then they got they kept that intangible, the inner experience, how you said experience, that inner growth, that inner development. That's what led them to the way of getting these other things, right? So we can't have it backwards as people. We can't have it backwards where we're only seeing that part of the story, because that is the least important part. That's why those things come and go. Money comes and goes. Even when we pass, we can't bring these material things with us. Why? This energy is what's everlasting, this internal stuff. And just like when they say, which I've said on other episodes, once a man makes $1 million, you can strip him of everything, place him in a new area, and he'll make the same thing back in a year. It's because he grew internally, and he can get that same million back. He could get the same external. He could get the same superficial stuff back because he's already revolutionized as a person. So I want the listeners and the viewers to take that into consideration of being aware of how does superficialism play into your life, whether that's through friends that influence you, coworkers at a job with their comments and opinions, things you see on social media. Maybe your parents are holding certain expectations over your head because, you know, our family, you know, we're of this prestige and we only do things this way or whatever. You got to escape that race. You got to escape that notion. And it's okay to, guys, don't get me wrong. It's okay to want a nice house one day. It's okay to want a nice car. It's okay to want to have some of these things in life and have material motivation, so to speak. But it's about priority. It's about what's most important. It's about knowing the formula of how to get those things and putting those things in their rightful place and not holding them of a higher value than what they really are and not getting the game mixed up. Because just like you said, J. Cole said, once he had those material things, there was a lack of inner fulfillment, or at least he realized that was the most important stuff, that inner fulfillment, that experience, and all those intangible things. So that's just what I want to bring to light.
Okay. So there's two things I actually want to bring up right now. They kind of go hand in hand with each other. But first, I'm going to start with this line from A Boogie, because that's one of my favorite artists as well. And I was listening to his song when this idea came to mind, and I was like, yo, we should podcast about this, because I don't know his whole story, but I remember he's a young guy that grew up in the Bronx, whatever, and he, whatever activities he did to get on was still when he was young, right? I think he might be like 24 right now. So he represents a nice amount of the population of our viewers or whatever. Like, so his line was, we used to pull up in the Honda. Now every time that we pop up, we got to pull up in designer. We're doing it just to remind us to never go back to the bottom. And that line right there, it encapsulates so much information right there. It's like, you go back to the past where you drive a Honda. Like, a lot of people drive Hondas. Honestly, it's one of the most reliable cars. Now, you pop up, you got to pull up in designer. So I guess, you know, rappers rap about foreign cars, so that's kind of like a high status, but also designer clothes. But it's like, why? And he says to remind us to never go back to the bottom. I think if he was to like invest his money or save his money in another way, that would be another way to remind you never go back to the bottom, right? Because now you got these assets, these retirement funds. You got all this other money somewhere else, not these material things. The young guys that's listening to him, his demographic, they're thinking, well, shit, I drive a Honda. Maybe I need a better car, right? Maybe my design and fashion ain't working. Maybe I need something else because I'm still in the bottom. I don't want to be in the bottom. I feel like this is like a status quo that he's setting for the young demographic here. What is your take on that?
I could see that. And I would say to that young demographic and to anyone listening, you describe what he said in the song.
Mm-hmm.
But what's most important in that, in those lines and in life in general, is what's not said. So he didn't say that because basically the average person listening to that, they may think, oh, let me get this car. And now I can be on that same level as A Boogie where like, yeah, I'm not going back to the bottom. I'm not going back to the status I used to be on. He didn't say that, you know, it was this internal transformation that occurred that got me to my level of success as to how I can get this car and never go back to the bottom. He potentially won't go back to the bottom because he's changed as a person. Just like I said with the millionaire reference of, you know, you can strip them of everything, place them somewhere, and they'll get it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important part. And in life in general, you have to observe. Don't take things, again, here goes the superficial in another way. Don't take things at surface value. Observe what's not being said, right? So if you want to get that car, if you want to get to a certain quote unquote status, do, like, first of all, talk less and act more. And also, the people who are successful, what they're not saying is how they're waking up at 4 a.m., how they're getting off work and then going to work still. And then, you know, on their own craft, or they're saving money and putting money here, they're investing in this and doing that. It's what's not being said. What's most important, what's most rich and most fruitful is always under the hood. It's not on the surface. You got to look a little deeper and look under. So these rappers aren't telling you the whole story a lot of the times. And the people that you just prize as role models, some of them are transparent, but some of them are not telling you, again, what it really takes. You're seeing the surface level show. You're seeing the fruits of the labor, but forgetting about the labor and what it really takes. So also, you want to just be a person of action. Don't talk about it. Be about it. The words are surface level. We could all say stuff. We could all put on a show. We could all talk a good game. But when I open up that hood and I look under the hood, what am I going to see? Am I going to see you breaking down? Or am I going to see a well-oiled machine running? Guys, make sure that you're doing more than you're saying. The surface can present anything that we want it to present. Just like when you're dating somebody, don't they try to put on the first week or 2 weeks, you're gonna get the best portrayal at least, and then you start seeing whoa. But the woman or guy, you know, whoever you're dating, they're gonna have actually more respect if you come off a little modest on a surface level, and then they really get to know you, like, wow, this dude or this girl is deep. Like, I love that, because there's just something about that. That's a deeper connection. It shows a deeper wisdom and awareness in life. So again, you could look at superficial and non-superficial on many different realms, and you'll see that the superficial is always the least valuable compared to the deeper realm.
Okay. I like the way you said read between the lines. And that's another thing that I wanted to bring up next, is like, there's nothing wrong with saying I like something and I want it, right? Again, his fruits of his labor brought him those designer fashion clothes and everything like that. So there's nothing wrong with somebody else who's got this six-figure job a year and they say, hey, I want the same clothes as this young man is rocking right here. I like the way they fit. I like the style. I like the way it looks. I want it, right? The problem is when we do these things for validation, you know. I remember he actually had a song, and I keep referring to the music because music is such a great influence on my life. But he had a song where he said that we used to wear the Balenciagas 7 days straight. You know, we all chipped in for $1,000 pair of jeans, and we all wore them Johns, we flip-flop, whatever. And ultimately, it's just like, that was him trying to say, we like these clothes. Now, if somebody else to say, I like this style, and I'm going to wear it as validation. That's the problem right there. When you say, oh, well, this makes me look cool. Hey, Boogie's wearing it, so I look cool now, you know? And then you try to argue your case with somebody else, like, oh, you're just mad because you can't afford these, because now you're trying to put yourself on a higher pedestal. Like, you know, these jeans is everything for me right now. You just mad because you broke. Like, you're putting somebody else down to validate your opinion. But what is validation ultimately? It's this idea that we're trying to get somebody else to understand so that they can accept us or accept our decision. But why do you need this validation? Why can you not continue your life without validation? Why can't you just say, huh, these are just a pair of jeans I like. Whatever. I don't have to explain this to you. Why can't you just do that and move forward? Why do we have to break down and receive acceptance from others?
Because we want to be accepted by the pack, and being accepted by the pack is a survival instinct. It's a, if I'm cool, if the majority likes me, then I have a higher chance of survival. Going back to, you know, times way before, you know, the modern era, when we had to hunt for our food, you know, hunters and gatherers, or it could even be on an animalistic level, like animals move in herds and packs, right? So if you're an outcast, you have a higher chance of dying. But to be on a more, I guess, basic level, or like, you know, put it in layman's terms, validation is just like, is basically saying like, am I official? Is this legit? You know? And we all want to feel that. Like I am official. I am legit. I have meaning. This does mean something. Like, but that's my whole point. Like, we've manipulated our minds to believe that we have to find that externally outside of ourselves, instead of remembering that but the fact that you were born is already your validation, because there's no one like you. Every strand of DNA is different. Like, no one has the same exact makeup. We're very similar, but we don't have the exact same. No two fingerprints are the same. Like, your purpose, your reason for being here is your validation. And if you focus on that, and if you hone in on that craft, that skill, that vision, whatever it is, you will get these other superficial things, but you will have them in their place, have them in their rightful priority. They're not on the highest level. This intangible gift, purpose, passion, worth, and value is what you should understand is your validation by birth alone. And once you cater to that and nurture that thing, everything else falls in line. That's all you need to really worry about. It's said and harder done, because we're speaking of an elite mindset, so to speak, an elite way of thinking. When you step into the world, to the masses, that thinking is a minority compared to the majority, the way that the majority of people think. So you're going to question yourself, like, am I crazy? Maybe I do need them jeans. Maybe I do need this. Maybe I should date that girl, even though she's not my soul partner, and I don't feel a deep soul connection with her. The you know, the surface levels, what everyone would say is the baddest chick out here. Like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Or, you know, there's multiple ways where you can get caught up in your mind playing this game. And it's easy to slip and fall, because you are going to be a minority based on what we're saying. It sounds good on this podcast, but there's a few people that will sit here and really live that life once they turn this episode off, or once they stop reading that book, once they stop watching that YouTube video. It sounded good for the moment, but it's easier to conform. Just like they say with a boxer, everyone has a plan until they get hit. So you could be hyping yourself up and psyching yourself up. Yeah, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to focus on. And then you get around the 30th person who's thick and superficial. You may say, man, I'm just being crazy, man. Why am I thinking so deep anyway? Like, it's not that serious. Let me just live how everyone else lives. Like, this is what's regular. Why am I trying? No, that's when you're getting caught up again, and you're going to not be like the small percentage of people, the minority who makes an impact in this world after making an impact on themselves. And last thing is, that's the difference between motivation and inspiration. I want to motivate y'all. I want to inspire y'all. We want to do that. But what I really want is for you to change your life. I want you to make that switch, have the discipline, a change of character, a dedication, a continuing motivation that will change your life.
It was good, bro. Yeah. You got me out here about to change my life all the way. But no, I truly understand that. So, you know, just like wrap it up, I guess. It's like, let's focus more on validating ourselves with our inner self, right? Let's not go out there comparing ourselves to other people. Let's not go on putting this facade so that other people will accept us in their inner circles. I think ultimately, if somebody doesn't accept you, you don't need to be around them. You know what I mean? People should always accept you for who you are. But if they don't know who you are, again, because you're putting out on that facade, then that's a problem. You have to justify and rectify yourself. As far as superficialism goes, again, just to reiterate, nothing wrong with saying I like something and I want to use it, I want to buy it, whatever. The problem lies with you seeking this different lifestyle. Like, you know how they say live below your means, live at your means? You want to live above your means. You want to create this superficial environment where everybody thinks you're the shit and you want to go on these vacations and put yourself in a deeper hole because you really can't afford it. Like, things like that. That's what we need to correct ourselves in society. Start living at our means and accept ourselves for who we are. A lot of people have a problem with self-love. Like, love yourself for what you have. Every morning you should wake up and make a list of things that you're grateful for and things that you love in life. That'll help separate you from that superficialism. Remember, be an individual, not a superficial person.
Absolutely. And with keeping that mindset, I also want to say that there's a reason why people say patience is a virtue. Because to be rich in spirit, in tangible things, in your craft and whatever, it takes time. But people fall to the instant gratification because we're driven from the pleasure principle. We want pleasure, we want gratification. And these quick gains, quote unquote, it's what's giving you that gratification. Don't fall prey to that. That's the same reason why people don't go out here and really live their dreams and become entrepreneurs or the visionary that they want to be. It's because it's more comfortable to sit here and get that gratification and that security that a check is coming every 2 weeks. I'm good. But you're just playing a game and you're slowly dying. You're slowly taking a dose of this death. Keep playing the game, because what I'm saying is you're dying spiritually before you die physically, right? So in this mindset of not living a superficial life, be patient with yourself, be patient with the development, and be patient with how it's unfolding. The rich people, anyone who's rich, it takes time because they had to grow in character. They had to take risks. They had to make investments. They had to be disciplined when, you know, some of the hardest times came and they had to make the right choice. So again, just complimenting what I said before of like, it's so easy to switch your mind once you leave that source of motivation. Stay true and stick it out. Be patient. You know what I'm saying? So that's the last thing that I want to say as far as this, about how superficialism plays a role in our society. And I just want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank Taekwon for continuing to be a great co-host and bouncing ideas off one another and coming up with great topics. We hope that you guys enjoyed this and got something from it. If you did, please comment below, like the video, and subscribe. Also hit the bell for the notification so that if you are subscribed, you know when the video was uploaded and you could be the first one to hear this and get this knowledge and this information. If you want more content from us, follow us on our other social platforms. Myself on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, it's Rashard Neal. For Instagram and Snapchat, it's Rashard.Neal. Taekwon on Instagram, he's All I Do Is Fit. On Facebook, he's Taekwon Lino, and on Instagram, he's Ambitious Tay. Is there anything else you want to say, Taekwon, before we wrap this up?
Just a quick Snapchat, Ambitious Tay. And I mean, that's pretty much it. Let me just wrap it up right there. I just want to also just add real quick, if you've gotten anything from this podcast, share it with somebody else. If you didn't get anything from this podcast, share it with somebody else, because you never know who you can help out. You know, these podcasts, they're made just to help out everybody. But if you're not sharing it, we can't help the world, in a sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we just want to thank you guys for watching. We're signing out, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bro.
All right.